to the last, you heard it, the last Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic show. I am your host, Mark Delaney Crew Wheeler. And, yeah, it's been a good ride these past two-plus years hosting this Mid-Atlantic show. But the plan is tonight to recap those years and those shows, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you know, let you all know what's going to happen in the future. But first, I'd like to say hello to everyone in the chat room. We have Mr. Greg Becker, Big Fly Reel, Mr. Mark Lozier, Fishing for Fun, Striper Man, Mr. Tim Morsch, and many others as they are coming in. So, let's get this thing started with my first show. Was a little raggedy. It's just like every other show has been. Starting off that first year, I did a lot of talking about the Mid-Atlantic region, doing saltwater reports, you know, actually getting reports from tackle shops and the like, and having great guests on. A few of my favorite guests, that we've had on were the garbage trash fish guys, or garbage fish, and their tournament up in New Jersey. Had a great show with them. Truly a lot of fun, and yeah, it was an absolute blast. You know, with everyone involved, and you know, a lot of people still talk about that show, and it's, you know, almost 2 years ago, and it's, you know, very humbling in my eyes. You know, even the great show I had, double show I had with Chad Hoover, where he just took over for two shows and did a and had some really good stuff. You know, all the way up to now. You know, back then it was just myself, Rob DeVore. Rob DeVore did he did the Thursday late night show. If you can think back that far, before he moved to Tuesday nights. And Isaac did the Isaac did the late Thursday night show. wow. But Isaac did the late show Thursday nights. Rob did the Tuesday night, and then I did the Wednesday night. Then Isaac moved to Friday nights with, what was his name? I can't remember it. Rob left. Chuck picked up Monday nights. And that was the way things worked out for a while. then it moved on. Rob left, like I said. Isaac left. And now it's the lineup you hear now, with Chuck on Mondays. Chuck Mondays, the Lozier's on Tuesday, myself on Wednesday, and Chip always has been, always would be, on Thursday. I mean, it's been a great, like I said, 2.5 years and all, but like everything else, things must end. And speaking of that ending, before we go on, I'd like to say hello to there are several new people in the chat rooms. And if you hear me break up, it's because I'm actually trying to read the chat room while I'm talking. We have Mr. Tommy Head Jigs. What's going on, man? Mr. Yak Chum, and a few others. Am I retiring? No. We're going to a new format for the Wednesday night show. And it'll pick up, in 2 weeks on the 6th of March. You're going to want to be here for it. It'll be a great thing. And actually, tonight is the first part of that setup. And I'm going to begin it now with a word from one of our sponsors and or supporters. It's not really a sponsor because we don't see anything from this. It's mostly, you know, who supports us and people that we support through the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. All right.
Give me the Flats of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him. You got it. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Definitely go to tarbone.com for more information. And with that, one more. We've got people that I support throughout everything that we've done. Should have already had this set up. All right. Next sponsor. Do you want to drop the bombs on fish? Then get to SlayerInc.com and join in on the slaying of fish. Founded in 2007, Chris Sensi and the small group of Slayer Inc. Anglers came together in creating some of the baddest baits in all of saltwater fishing right now, and in freshwater fishing for that matter. They're home of the SSB and SST, the Predator and Destroyer jig heads, all mounted with all holding on to Mustad hooks. For more information, go to SlayerInc.com for more information and get you some of the Slayer Inc. lifestyle. All right. Cool. That's part. I'm going to the second segment here. Got a caller. Hang on 1 second. Area code 727. You're on the air.
Oh, my God. You've got a caller.
Oh, I got a caller. Oh, I don't know what to do. Ah! Finally, last show, and someone finally decided to call in.
It's Rob, man. Are you still in at cars?
No, we got home this morning.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. It was kind of freaky. We're sitting there and Monday night, and we're looking around, and no one's here. We were all alone.
It was
we were actually the last ones to leave.
It was just you and Chuck on your in that picture that Chris Flores posted today.
No, we was just me and my wife. Chuck wasn't even out there. It was craziness. They left before we did.
Obviously, you didn't see the picture.
No, apparently I didn't. Oh, I saw the one with him and Watanabe.
Oh, that was okay.
Yeah, that wasn't me. The head was too big. But yeah, I mean, it was just, if people don't know, the Boondoggle, President Boondoggle was last weekend. We had an absolute blast. What was the final count? I think over 300 folks showed up on Tuesday night. Over 250 plates with more people served by Sonny's Barbecue. And let me say this. That Sonny's Barbecue, their coleslaw and beans were out of sight. That's about as far as I could get into my meal because we were so busy with handing out raffles and or handing out supporter swag and rods and kayaks. Hang on. I got rid of this guy.
Do what?
Bye-bye. There's a guy in the chat room being stupid. But, yeah, it was an absolute great time. You know, Tommy Head Jigs donated a bunch of stuff. I can't thank him enough, and everyone involved. The Loziers for donating their trip. Alex Goritschke, you know, that guy really helped everyone out with finding fish, and hopefully everyone can get, you know, get out there. You know, and it was truly a great time for everyone, you know, and all the supporters and everything else. We're going to actually post up, we're actually going to post up a really great list of all the supporters, so we can go, so those that joined and those who are listening to the show, yeah, I know I got a lot of odds, I'm going off a lot of stuff, give me a break, y'all, but like I said, you know, it's going to be able to, you know, so everyone can go through and read, you know, everything that's going on and you know, say thank you to those great supporters that are out there, that did a great job of, you know, even if they, you know, only donated a koozie or a handful of jigs or a t-shirt or a hat, you know, for us to say thank you, it will is a huge thing. So, with that being said, Rob, you know, how was your weekend, man?
I was all right, man. I was out with a bunch of yahoos, you know, you know, fishing a little bit, freezing a lot, and getting rained on. But I'll tell you what, man, I still had a great weekend, man. Can't beat it.
Definitely. It was truly an awesome time. And like I said, I cannot thank everyone enough for, you know, showing up, first of all, I said, well, you know, being on y'all's best behavior. I mean, we only had one incident, and I know Chuck's taking care of that. Yeah, I mean, thank you, everyone, for being so well-behaved and, you know, having a great time and having fun. I barely heard any complaints, and if it was a complaint, it was mostly about the weather. But we have another caller, area code 321. You are live on Mid-Atlantic.
Yo, man.
What's going on, Chuck?
Chilling.
Have you recovered yet?
I'm still in the process.
Still in the process. Well, I think you need one of these.
I just met with my shrink, and he says that my withdrawal should go away soon.
Okay, as long as those that that took that time to waste time in school to find that out, tell you that you're good, man.
Yeah, man.
So, you were the man, the myth, the legend, that was the backbone of this whole boondoggle. What was your thoughts, man? Well, where could we improve for next year?
I don't know. I really don't know. It'd be interesting to see. What Chip, Mark, and Adam want to do next with it and where it goes. I personally had a freaking awesome time. I mean, I think that. For the event to have been as large as it was, I'm very happy to know that people still had as good a time in their little groups and cliques as they did. You know what I'm saying? Like, it still felt, to me at least, it still felt like the old school boondoggle of let's say, Chokoloski, where we were all kind of just hanging out and having a good time. You know, I mean,
right.
There's so many people there that were from all over the place. I think everybody kind of found a group to kind of get a hold of and call their little group for the weekend. And some of us, you know, ventured around and hung out with just about everybody. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that
like
was
Rob
a nice
likes,
thing. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
I was going to say, like Rob likes to say, I don't know, maybe next time we do carnival rides and funnel cakes and cotton candy vendors and stuff like that, because I don't know. I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I don't envy whoever has to try to follow this one, because it was a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, and I got to give you kudos, man. You did an amazing job, and you know, and on my end, you know, walking around. You know, we had our small little group in the back there, and then we had one in the really far back that had their own little thing, and then I call them the Main Street group, the Jacksonville folks had their little group. Then we had, you know, the ones that showed up for Friday, Saturday, and left Sunday, you know, and you could walk around, meet the groups, meet the people, and, you know, you always came back to that main group, you know, that you originated from, basically, and had that little group of folks that you could, you know, basically call, you know, your family for that weekend. And, you know, can't say enough about Melita and Charlie and their, you know, their cookies and candies and cupcakes. You know, I'm still having withdrawals from them, you know, and just everyone involved, you know, just thank you again so much for everyone being on their best behavior. When I left that place yesterday afternoon, it was spotless. And even Christina in the office and all the guys that worked there were like, we cannot believe we just had, you know, 200 plus anglers or campers here partying it up, you know, having as much fun as we were having until 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes, and, you know, rocking out, you know, like we were, to have little to no impact on the place when we left. And that is awesome. You know, with everyone, I cannot thank y'all enough for doing that. You know, and it helps for, you know, future when Chuck decides that he's had enough of not being in charge of the boondoggle and, you know, wants to do it again. This makes it a lot easier on him. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my biggest concern going into it is that everybody, you know, would mind their P's and Q's and everything would be kosher so that this way here, if we decide that Cars is one of those locations that's just like a perfect place for us to go back to, kind of like Chokoloski, then we wouldn't be met with much resistance if we did the right thing, you know? We did, like I said, we had a couple small issues, and I regret that it came from a group of people that I'm fairly familiar with. But with that even being said, those of us that were in the back would never have known any different because we were so far removed from that group that it wouldn't have made a difference to us. But, you know, I don't know, man. It just, it was awesome. I mean, and Rob, what about Rob? Like, I don't know if I kind of jumped in late, but did you talk about the little video Rob already put together? I mean,
that's
ridiculous.
That's going up in 2 minutes. We got to take a quick break to say thanks to all those that, you know, made this show and all of our shows and our fishing lifestyles easier, best way to put it. So let's do that with a quick break. Be right back, folks.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Orca Coolers. Folks, if you don't know Orca Coolers, you better learn, better find out who they are. It's a brand new company, have been around for the past few years, but have truly stepped up their game in coolers and in outdoor recreational products. If you don't know, Redfish Chuck is a main member of their pro staff, and Pepe down in Space Coast as well, repping out the Orca Coolers. Orca currently has a 75-quart, rocking, awesome cooler with 2 inches plus of insulation around them, grizzly bear proof, tested and approved. Truly a awesome cooler. Soon to be coming out are the 20, the 50, and the 120 quart. For more information, please go to orcacoolers.com. Made in the USA. Can't get enough of it. Awesome, good time. All right. With that, we're back with Rob DeVore and Redfish Chuck. And I got to say hello to a few more people in the chat rooms. Yak Groupie Melita, you know, Melita rocked it out this weekend with the cupcakes. I think everyone who was able to get into the cupcake goodness, you know, especially with those banana pudding cupcakes and the salted caramel. Oh, my God, they were so good. Melita, I can't thank you enough for sharing your stuff. And to congrats to Charlie with hammering a monster redfish at Beacon 42 in the Mosquito Lagoon. That is truly, truly awesome. Mr. Tommy Head Jigs, can't thank you enough, bud, for your donation to Boondoggle and, you know, everything you've done for, you know, so many kayak anglers with a great product. That shaky head is truly going to become a must-have in the near future. Hint, hint. Mr. Old Bill in Nebraska, what's going on, man? I've said hello to Fishing for Fun, Big Fly Reel, A Bad Back Cast, Rob DeVore, who is also on the line. And, yeah, thank you all for showing up tonight. So, before we left for the break, we had Chuck talking about Rob's show. Rob, or Rob's trailer. Hey, Rob, you there?
Yeah, man. What's up?
Cool, buddy. Talk to me about your trailer and what people should expect with the main video.
I got home on Monday, and the first thing I did, I mean, the car was, like, barely unpacked, and I was, like, I couldn't wait to see what kind of footage I had. So I had three cameras worth of stuff, tons of footage, because, of course, this time I stayed back and didn't fish as much. And just filmed, you know, and trying to get all those little stories, you know, that make the Boondoggle so special, you know, all the individual little characters and everything. And, of course, I only got a thimble full of that stuff, but I got a lot, and that's good. So I know it doesn't seem like it makes sense, but it does. So I just kind of threw together a trailer a little bit just to kind of preview what we're looking at. And just the kind of stuff I got, the material I got, and I tell you, I had a camera with me just about the entire time, and I'm sure that a lot of people got tired of me shoving a camera in their face, and even you, Mr. Wheeler, I got some of you, and I'm still kind of trying to formulate the way that I'm going to tell the story and kind of figure that out, you know, come up with a plot for the whole thing. Trust me, I got some really good stuff, and one of probably the awesomest resource in the world is having Chris Flores around, okay? Because that guy is like camera Jesus, okay? This guy just like, I mean, he just knows cameras inside and out and what's going to make a shot look good and how to set the camera up and everything else, and without that guy, I wouldn't have been able to get some of the cool shots that I did. So much, much big props to, mucho props to Chris Flores there. So,
great.
I don't know exactly how I'm going to tell the story yet, but, it's all there. And, I am actually working on it as we speak.
That's awesome, man. I know, you know, my wife saw it and she's like, oh, that's awesome. And, you know, Chuck, you did an interview in there that, really touched your heart. You want to kind of give us a spoiler?
I honestly got interviewed so much during the weekend by different folks, but the one with Rob, you know, to me, Rob did a hell of a job asking really, really legitimate questions and things like that for the interview. And, you know, it's just, you know, everything I said is true. You know, whatever he decides to use after going through all the footage, I fabricate or kind of make up any stories. I mean, I speak from the heart all the time. And actually, I was interviewed, and I'm sure it'll be coming out. I forget who those guys were from. Were they from Yak Fish or Yak Fishing or something like that?
Yeah,
Rob.
I'm not sure exactly they were from, it was Paul and can't remember the other guy's name. I can't remember where they were from. It was Kayak Fishing Magazine or something like that, one of those two.
It used to be with the Kayak Fishing Magazine, but I think that they broke away and they're doing their own thing now. But there was a moment where we were back in the room full of all the stuff that was donated to the raffle, and the guy started to talk to me about it a little bit. And I know this won't be a part of Rob's movie, and I didn't mean to change the subject, but, you know, as far as an emotional kind of a heartfelt deal, dude, I actually, like, literally broke down and, like, was in tears, like, talking about the amount of time that I put forth into this event. And, you know, when I really lost it was when I was talking about how, you know, on many, many nights I'd shoo my kids away from me at the computer, like, just kind of, like, go away, go do something else, and kind of ignored them to communicate back and forth with people who were wanting to be sponsors or what have you. But you know what, man, if you've never been to a boondoggle and you've never, like, been in and around the Mr. Beckers and Haywoods and those guys, and just really had an opportunity to kind of spend time talking to just genuinely nice people, and live in amongst these people for freaking days on end, for, in my case, almost a full week, and you don't really get it. And I hope that when Rob is done with editing his video, that it really parlays what a boondoggle really is. You know, I mean, it's much more than what the definition says. It's we're like a big giant family, a bunch of hippies. It's cool.
Well, what really, you know, my favorite part of the boondoggle, I mean, for me, you know, the fishing is kind of like the secondary thing, but, like, you know, for me, the big part of it is all the, you know, sitting around the campfires at night and, you know, going from campsite to campsite and you know, bumming food and off of people and, you know, trading adult beverages for food and stuff like that. It's just it's a huge camaraderie, and it's like everybody's campsite is open to everybody else, and it's, you know, really cool. You know, you need something, somebody's got it, you know, and, you know, we're more than happy to let you have something too, you know, and it's great, you know. That's the my favorite part about it, and that's what I really tried to capture, you know, is all the characters and the camaraderie amongst people. You know, it doesn't matter what your background is or anything like that. When you show up at the boondoggle, everybody's got, you know, that common interest, like you said in your interview, you know. But well, I'm kind of disappointed then, you know, my Barbara Walters special with Chuck, you know, Redfish Chuck, I didn't make him cry. So, I don't know, I guess I failed.
Let's take a second before we hit our next break. And we lost one of our own, an angler, this past weekend. Stan Jones and Holly Jones lost a member of their family, Stan's grandfather. And if you had a chance to talk with Stan and you know, take a minute with him, Stan's grandfather was the one who got him into fishing, who instilled the lifestyle of an angler, and, you know, it meant a lot to him, you know, when he passed. So we're going to take a moment of silence and remember and just say a quick prayer for Stan's grandfather, we'll be right back. What is a fisho? A fisho is an angler that is using an unfair lure. Unfair lures
are the revolutionized hard bait created by Paul Van Reenen, a South African that is a truly awesome angler in his own right. With their bleeding gill technology, living eyes, color change finish, and the Dinkum's live mullet sonic resonance truly set them apart from many other lures out there. They just scream, attack me. For more information and to join the rest of the fishos, go to unfairlures.com and join the Unfair Advantage. Okay. Now, we're back. I think we left with some good stuff. But, like I said, this is the last Mid-Atlantic show. And hear ye, it is not the end. No, folks, it is definitely not the end. Oh, darn it, I need a co-host, man. Because, here we go, y'all. Why did I pick that one? But anyway, starting in 2 weeks will be the Low Sodium Show. That's right. I am changing back over to strictly freshwater with a segment on saltwater because you got to have a little sodium in your lifestyle. It's going to be awesome. You know, going to take a week off to get everything right, and it'll truly be a lot of fun. I've already got lined up a bunch of great folks. And let me break down how this is going to work for the Low Sodium Show. Basically, I'm going to have Rob DeVore call me and say hi, Rob.
Yo.
And Rob's going to – there's a yo for you. And Rob's going to be like, hey, man, I just found out that they're catching bass at Okeechobee, and they're just tearing them up on a blue and black jig. And I'm like, heck yeah, man, awesome. And then I'm going to have old Bill call in from Nebraska. He's like, dude, it's freezing. It's, you know, storming. But you know what? I still got out and still hammered a big bass on a, you know, live target lure. And I'm like, excellent. And then Isaac the Nothing Miller is going to call in from way out in Oregon. Y'all, he's going to be like, dude, we caught the salmon. They were everywhere in the Columbia River, man. And I'm going to be like, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what the Low Sodium Show is going to be all about. Swapping tips and tricks, having a great time, and talking freshwater fishing. And then Chuck's going to call me and be like, dude, we just hammered the big drum, the big hoss pigs in the Mesquite Lagoon off of Beacon 42. Wish you were down here, man. And I'm going to be like, oh, saltwater, there's our sodium for the day. And that's what the show is going to be all about. So, again, that's going to be coming March 6th. You guys are getting a taste of how this is going to be with the little commercials, little segments. And it's going to be a ton of fun. You know, what do you guys think about switching over and having all this good stuff?
Cool, man. If that's what you know, do it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Add something a little new because there's a whole heck of a lot of freshwater fishermen out there, man. So give them a resource.
Oh, yeah. I've actually got a guy that he contacted me this afternoon from all the way down in Brazil. Wanted to talk about fishing for those big wolffish and peacock bass down the Amazon. So I think that'll be an awesome show. Unfortunately, he doesn't speak a lot of English, but it's real broken and really heavy accent, but it'll be awesome to have him on. And, you know, we have Tommy Head jigs, and you know, his jigs are shaky heads, and it's a great technique, and I'd love to have Tommy on one night. This is your invitation there, buddy. To talk about, you know, the shaky heads and his product and how to fish them and little tips and tricks that he's got there. You know, we've got Chris Johnson. I know he's a bass head. Who else am I seeing in here? Old Bill's a bass head. see here. Trying to see who else is in the. I think those team Moore, Tim. I know you fish some bass here. Sharky, Texas boy, Lake Fork and the Boss Hog Slaunches that live there. Awesome. You know, I'd love to have you guys. You know, come on and you know, tell me a quick report, a little tip that you do. You know, something different and. Make this an awesome thing. Tommy just dropped his website on there. I've actually got a bunch of Tommy head jigs that I want at the Boondoggle. And really great stuff there. A little tip already. Going to give you a tip. Ooh, my boy just fell. Put a Slayer SST on a Tommy head jig, okay? Throw it out there and let it sit there like a shaky head will do with the tail up and just wiggle, just barely twitch your rod on a tight line, and that little SST will just sit there and bounce. I tried it at Beacon 42, just try some things out, and it was awesome, awesome little thing that I'm definitely going to try this year for some big bass and everything else for the lake. my... Anyway, let's see here. Chuck, do you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, man. Looking forward to finding out where we're going next with the Boondoggles and stuff, and then looking forward to hearing your new show.
Definitely. You know, everyone said it throughout the weekend. I know I've said it a couple of times this past weekend, but, you know, thank you for everything you did in getting this set up this past weekend and, you know, for the just even getting us this ability to get to the Cars Park and have this there. You know, thank you.
No worries, man. It was fun. It was fun, and everybody, like I said, everybody I talked to had a great time, and it was just a lot of fun to probably get to hang out with some folks that I've been meaning to get with for a while now, so it was good.
Definitely, man. All right. Everyone's saying thank you in the chat room there, bud, and I don't know if you can see it, but we got thank yous coming all in. People are going, what the heck's going on? And I have got the past 2 weeks. I have had a bunch of hecklers. I take it as a I'm doing something right, I guess. When you have people that don't like you, so what do I know? I'm just a host of a show that's been on for 2+ years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, haters are gonna hate, brother. That's all there is to that. So.
Oh, definitely.
You know. Just laugh at them. They got nothing better to do with their time than to talk trash, and you're definitely doing something right.
There you go, man. I know you've got your show is uber successful with a huge following, and man, I think we're truly stepping into the light of humongous shows, you know, even the Lozier show. Great show there, folks. It's a Tuesday night. It's on Tuesday nights at 8. Can't say enough about the Loziers. Mark is a, if you don't know this and you have never had a chance to speak with Mark Lozier about speckled trout fishing, it'll truly open your eyes and the amount of knowledge that he has. And, him and his wife, Chris, are great additions to the Kayak Fishing Radio team. And they've been doing it for about a year now, I think, a little over a year. And, can't thank you all enough for joining us in this crazy weekly showing that we have. All right. The Loziers rock. Yes, they do. I got you on the line there, Chucko. I think you helped me with this next commercial.
with this next break. Let's see here. Let's do a good. Here we go. Be right back, folks. Quick word from one of our sponsors or supporters or whatever you want to call it. That's what you should be doing yourself if you do not have a tackle webs somewhere on your kayak. Tackle webs are a product from Mike Ortego, Captain Mike Ortego of Fishing Florida Radio and fame. Can't say enough about them. Excellent, excellent product. I finally got tackle webs on my kayak, and it has truly assisted in my organization skills because that is the most important thing in kayak fishing. Chuck, what size tackle webs do you have in your kayak, man?
Couldn't tell you, buddy. I'm not real sure what size it is, but sometimes fishing can be hard. And so when it is, I like to go with a tackle webs bag on my kayak. It makes for clearing the deck for battle that much easier. Get your fish on.
There you go. With the 16 by 12 and 12 by 16 bags to fit under, over, and all around your kayak and seat, truly make organizing and getting that deck cleared that much easier. So get your fish on, man. And check out TackleWebs at TackleWebs.com. Cool, man. That was I liked that one, dude. It was like we were all. I mean,
if you don't have a TackleWebs on your kayak, then I don't know what you're doing with your life.
You're just wrong. And you know what? With us having the Jacksons and having the Jackson bag, and I'm not saying anything bad on anyone else, and. You know, poop and stuff, I already kicked you off twice before, man. And if you're going to sit here and keep on running your mouth and putting up stuff like that, then I'm just going to do it again. And I'm calling you out right here. And Sal, you know what? That's cool, dude. You want to do that? Bye. All right. With that being said, is Chip going to be on tomorrow or did you fall off the earth? Nah, Tommy. Chip's still in Tampa, because I know he got on some fish with Greg and Bill Howard and did some awesome stuff. But, nah, having that tackle webs on my bag this past weekend, I actually had to pick up two more before I left. Has made things easier. My wife was even reaching back in the bag and grabbing her camera and everything else. Definitely worth checking out. Again, that was TackleWebs.com. Mike Ortego stuff. And speaking of Mike Ortego, Captain Mike and Steve and Boudreaux, and I can't thank Boudreaux enough for showing up. He showed up twice, man, Friday and Saturday. Even though Saturday he looked like a polar bear with his poopy jacket. I think Steve's heading towards the Bassmaster Classic this weekend. Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're on their way down there to the Bassmaster Classic to have, I guess, a great time. I was talking to Steve earlier today, and he was like, dude, he's like, you thought ICAST was fun. He goes, The Bassmaster Classic is chock full of all kinds of parties and this, that, and the other, dinners and whatever. And I'm pretty excited about it. I know that our boy from Orca, Mr. Bill Terry, is going to be out that way as well. So
definitely.
Yeah,
it should
be a good event.
Set up for Friday.
Yeah.
I love Orca, man. Greg Chris driving all the way back with a brand new Orca. His face when he won, when he looked down that ticket and looked up, I saw him in the crowd. He was like, "Oh my God!" You know,
that was cool, man.
That he definitely deserves it with all the mountain driving he's done, the boondoggles and club events and everything else. He definitely deserves it. I think they're doing a live show from the classic?
Yep.
Definitely.
Sure.
You're going to want to tune in this Saturday.
to our brothers in arms there at Fishing Florida Radio. You can find them at 740thegame.com or on their website, fishingfloridaradio.com. Just click on the live show button and listen in. Always some great guys and definitely worth listening to. Plus, they were humongous supporters with the bomb backpack that we gave away at the Boondoggle. It was truly awesome. And, you know, thanks to Chip for supplying us with the baggies, the Boondoggle bags. I heard people trying to buy them off of other folks.
Yeah, I had some dude walk up to the stage and offered me like $5 for a bag, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not selling the bags. Like, get in line and get a bag. It's like crap, man. People are getting all crazy over it.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, this past weekend was truly, truly awesome. And again, can't thank you enough, Chuck. Are you going to post on the Facebook page a list of all the of those that donated? So this way we can all, you know, go to their websites and say hello. Or have someone do it for you.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get to that probably today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow more than likely. I've just been kind of like laying low, trying to hide underneath the radar.
Right.
And but you know, if anyone's listening to the show that happened to have won a prize pack, please do me a favor and go and thank whoever it was that donated that prize. It's pretty easy to tell. If you want a fishing rod, go thank the manufacturer. If you want a reel, same thing, whatever. And tell them that you had a great time at the Boondoggle, because this way here, whoever sets up the next one, if you decide to do a raffle, it's that much easier to get door prizes. So, I'll have
Daddy,
some of you
don't have to necessarily buy anything from that company. Just as thank you means the world to them. And, just a thank you and, you know, hey, I really love your product, or, you know, thank you for much. So I didn't, or you say, hey, thank you. Even though I didn't get your product, I cannot thank you enough for stepping up and donating to the Boondoggle. Really, 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 really says a lot. And I think Melita didn't get anything. I didn't get a sticker. I think we need to fix that for you, Melita. And we'll take care of you on that. Let's see here. All right, we're going to take one last break before the end of the show. Quick word from Yak Angler.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There you go. Go to yakangler.com/nothing. We don't have a Boondoggle set up yet. Stay tuned. Next couple of weeks, we're going to have something for you. Great website. I mean, just completely the best place to go if you just need info or just to say hello or talk fishing with like-minded folks. Truly a great, great place. See here. Adventure Fishing World Championship. Okay, quick talk about this real quick. It's coming up in 2 weeks, end of February, I believe, and it's down in Chokoloski, actually launching out of Everglades City. Y'all want to, that's truly going to be a great thing. Unfortunately, I cannot make it. Fundage has come dry thanks to the Boondoggle. Not complaining, though. But it'll be a great time. I know you're with Pepe there, Chuck, I believe. Okay, he's on the...
I am with Pepe.
There you go. And the Loggers will be together. I know Rob, a bad backcast, is partnered up with Gene McElroy, which is not even fair, man. I think Rob's going to sit there and be like, dude, Gene, just do your thing. And Gene's going to do all the fishing that she doesn't. Rob's just going to try to keep up. And to anyone else who's being a big part of that, I wish you the best of luck. And yeah, have fun and enjoy the 10,000 Islands area. It is truly a beautiful place to be. Hopefully you get to spend one or two more days. You spend a few more days and really truly enjoy yourselves down there. It is really beautiful. It is a really good time. And awesome fishing. Oh, my Lord. Sitting there at the mangrove corner there and catching mangrove snappers and grouper and snook and, you know, seeing tarpon and good Lord. It is truly an awesome, awesome place. So for more information, check out Adventure Fishing Championships. Hopefully I'm getting that right. Yep, Adventure Fishing World Championship.com. Sounds exactly as it's spelled, or spelled exactly as it sounds. Oh, man. All right. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up tonight. Again, tune in 2 weeks, March 6th, for debut of the Low Sodium Show with me. I think it'll be a great time. We've got a lot of good things coming down the pike for that. Taking a week off to make sure I get everything in place. And I know the first show is going to be awesome. All right, with that being said, thank you, Chuck, for coming on. And again, you know, I said it once, I said it, I'm going to say it 1,000 times. You did an awesome job and awesome sauce, approved job on the boondoggle. I know everybody is, even these kids, approved of the job you did there, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You know, when you walk through the boondoggle, you know, archways, in a little while, you're going to hear. Hear ye, hear ye. Here is Redfish Chuck, boondoggle master.
I'll take it.
There you go, buddy. You know, a bad backcast. Thanks, buddy, for coming on. Always like hearing your take on things. Greg Becker, big fly reel. Hopefully, little fly reel is feeling better. I know he was a little under the weather. Yeah. Mr. Chris Johnson, thanks for showing up, buddy. Always good to have you on. Mr. LGB, good seeing you. Oh, geez. Good seeing you this past weekend, bud. Hopefully we can get to fishing sometime soon. Fishing for Fun, thank you for showing up. Mr. Mark Lozier, remember, you can catch Mark and Chris Lozier every Tuesday night on the Double L Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Mr. Old Bill, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling in. Hopefully you don't get too snowed in. Mr. Tim Morsch, rock your socks off, man. Mr. Tommy Head Jigs, folks, go to TommyHeadJigs.com for more information on his product. Truly good stuff there, and definitely worth checking out. Yak Chum Matt Trucks, go Rangers! And Yak Groupie Melita, girl, you rocked out the baking competition if we had one. It is, you know, like I said, Melita, you rocked out the baking goods, and can't say enough about how awesome that was. And we'll definitely have you as a neighbor anytime. With that, I wish everybody a great weekend. Stay safe. Bassmaster Classic this weekend, along with recovering from the boondoggle. And with that being said, I just say thanks, Jackson Kayak, Bull Bay Rods, Lightning Paddles, Mustad, Tackle Webs, Slayer Inc., Orca Coolers, Unfair Lures, and everyone who has made the past 2 years on the Mid-Atlantic Show so much fun. Thank you, everybody. I will catch you in 2 weeks from the last time. Take a kid fishing. Always wear your PFD. And have a great night. Catch you on the water. Good night, everybody.